Action bus drivers say they're concerned about possible changes that could be made to the network. The bus network was not spared from across-the-board spending cuts in this month's budget. There are claims overtime for drivers will by and large be scrapped and that the ratio of full-time and part-time drivers will be reversed. Klaus Pinkus from the ACT Transport Workers Union says after a meeting last week he's convinced they're more than just claims.
I'm looking at the minutes at the moment. And all those issues that you raised were said with what was going to happen. Not on the table, but this is what's going to happen under a proposed new network. Okay, nobody's jumping to conclusions. This is what was put to a delegation of drivers and transport officers.
By 19 to 8, this is 2CC. Now, Samuel.
Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Samuel.
About the bus changes, just a few points. The man you spoke to from the Department of Urban Services...
He said
that he was going to visit another two depots tomorrow. Now, we only have two depots as it is, so I don't know where he's been to so far. Another problem there is they're going to remove supervisors from four interchanges. Well, once again, we only have four interchanges.
So all supervisors will go.
All supervisors gone.
Yeah.
The middle of the day and the weekends being cut down to the bone, that's a particular problem because where in some areas you have to wait up to half an hour or more during
Well, this is the thing, isn't it, Samuel? How can the government, on the one hand, say they want to increase bus patronage while they remove the service? The reason people use their cars, apart from anything else, is the convenience. If there is no convenience with the bus system or less convenience, less people will use it, won't they?
Mm, that's right. And the bus fares are going up from the 3rd of July as well. And, I mean, I'm a shift worker these days, so I finish at 7 p.m. sometimes, and it takes me, it would be a 10-minute drive from my work, but it takes me 45 minutes to get from there as it is now. I don't want to think about how bad it would be if it was, if these services were cut further. I mean, this is an essential service. It's just the Stanhope government cutting another essential service down to the bone. So
well, that's a good point, actually, isn't it? Because that's the question that we ask governments. If these basic services, like education and bus transport being certainly among them, are not provided. And if infrastructure and services is to come from the private sector, what do we need politicians for? And by the way, they're supposed to be elected and representing their constituents. Might as well put an administrator in and let him just look at the bottom line and leave it at that.
Well, that seems to be what this government's more or less doing anyway at the moment.
Well, they're driven to it. It's the usual, crisis management. It's the usual reactive stuff.
Well, they have an interesting way of managing it, right?
All right, Samuel, thank you for calling.
My pleasure.
17 to 8, this is 2CC.